The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's another wonderful evening. And as Bikindo has said, this week is the children's week. So our children are already prepared to take over at 7. So in order not to disrupt our programs, we quickly do our prayer by 7 o'clock.
We'll be handing over to them.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming and God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord has been good to us and He is taking charge of us.
Amen.
Over this week from Sunday, our Papa has been leading us on how we need to give ourselves. How we need to give ourselves, we give ourselves up for God to take charge and to make use of us. We'll be dealing with ourselves and the me in us. Because for a long time we have been ourselves without allowing God to be who he wants in our
lives.
For many years and for a longer period, we're expecting something from God, but yet our posture and our intent is not of God. So it gets to a critical time when you know that your expectations are not being met, that you need to go back to the one that you are expecting it from.
And
our expectations that we're looking up to God should be in the will of God. That what is God's will for our lives? What is God's will in our decisions? Are we following in the line of God? Or we are toying our own path? But hear this. Has your path brought you to your expectations? Has your path brought you what you want to see in your life? Are your own expectations being met by your own paths? Or you have been disappointed by the steps that you have taken? Tonight I want us to go to one man that God loves so much in the Bible. God said he's a man after my own heart. But yet he committed very serious and outrageous sins that if we had a court today, we would have even been able to judge him.
But
upon all that he did, he is one of the most successful people that have ever stayed on this earth. God's will had been established in his life. God's will has been established in his life. And his kingship has never been any on this earth. And through him and through his tribe, the Son of God came into being. So it tells us that irrespective of how far we've gone, we can still come back to God. There is always a path to God. When we go to Psalm 51, Psalm 51. When we read from verse 10. Say, Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Create in me a pure heart, O God. And renew a steadfast spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart. And renew a steadfast spirit within me. 11. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your way so that sinners will turn back to you. Amen.
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 Some version says, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Other version says, and renew a loyal spirit within me. So the Bible makes you understand that there is David's prayer towards the people.
Now,
there is David's prayer towards God. It was a moment of renewal. It's a moment of submitting yourself to God. It's a moment of letting yourself go and taking what God has in for you. And bringing you up to a place that He, God, wants to see you.
When
we go to Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15. Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15. So for this is what the high and exalted one says. He who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and who is lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lonely and to revive the heart of the contrite. The Lord said, I dwell with people who have contrite hearts.
Those who are
of a lonely spirit. The spirit of the lonely. He, the Lord, will revive them. He will strengthen them. Because they will not accept their ways as they are. They will accept God's way to be their ways. So the Lord chooses someone with a contrite heart as David. And take that person as a friend. The one who is willing to forego his own self. The person who is willing to sell off his will. And to adapt to the ways and the will of God. That is the person who prospers in the Lord. That is the person who is able to make it in life. And I can tell you of the Lord's servant King David. How he was able to prosper in his life. How prosperous he became. He reigned over Israel. He won many battles. David never lost a battle. He won many battles. He excelled. He took over towns. He took over cities. And he was feared on the earth. Because of how he feared and how he loved God. And he was a man who had a contrite heart towards
God.
I believe if David has able to set the path for us,
then
it should be easy for us to tow in the line of David. If you want to see ourselves prosperous, if you want to see our ways being prosperous, if you want to see prosperity in every aspect of our life, if you want God to answer us, then David should be someone that we can follow and know that this is who he is.
David knew be a bit me in a
he's a man after my own heart.
I see, I'm not
and his own son Jesus Christ was a man he loved.
Na Jesus Christ
and they had the same spirit. This evening we're going to go to God. We're going to pray that the Lord himself will have mercy upon us. Because I believe that some of us, we are manifesting things that we sometimes we don't even know that we are manifesting them. When you get angry, we want everybody to be silent. When we get angry, we want everything to calm down. And you ask yourself, where is that thing coming from? And some are manifesting things from the ancestry. And sometimes when the things comes up, those who stand by say, ah, this is how the grandmother was. Oh, this is how the mother was.
Oh, say nana ni mami.
Oh, this is how the great grandmother was.
Ni nana kaso kaso say nana ati
o. Because it has manifested in our lives.
He said, "Are there the one?"
So when we are dealing with the me in us,
it is a
new we are dealing with what we have created, the me we have created for ourselves. We are dealing with what we have also inherited from our ancestry. We'll be dealing with what we are also inherited from their social environment. That comes to make us who we are. And sometimes because you behave in certain way and someone asks you, where were you, where did you grow up? You say, oh, I grew up in this time. The person say, no wonder. Because that is the who and the me that you have developed. Church, I want us to begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. That God, tonight I am before you. Tonight I am before you. This week I submit myself to you. This week I submit myself to you. This week I want to know who you are. I'm letting myself down for you, Lord. I am letting myself down for you. That you take charge of my life. Begin to thank God for his word. Begin to thank God for his word. Open your mouth and begin to thank God. Like, begin to thank God. Yes, so God. Yes, Spirit of God. Yes, so God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, so God. Yes, so God. In the name of Jesus. Father, yes, God. Yes, so God. Father, create me, Lord. We thank you. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Yes, so God. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Yes, so God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, bless you. God, thank you for your word. Father, thank you. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we bless you for your word. Father, we honor you for your word. Yes, O God. Yes, O Lord. Yes, O Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. This hour, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Yes, the word of God.
We thank you.
real.
Self-will.
It's alive.
It's my life.
That is preventing
that
me.
That is preventing
that
me.
That is holding me.
That is holding
from
me.
Accessing you.
For accessing, accessing
you. Accessing you.
For accessing you.
Father tonight.
Father tonight.
Father tonight.
Father tonight.
I give it up.
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 Any character.
Any behavior.
Any behavior.
Any character.
Any character.
Any self-will.
Self-will.
That is preventing me.
That is preventing me
from having access to you.
From having access to you.
This night.
This night.
I give it up.
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 Begin to pray.
My God.
Give it up. Give it up. Yes, so God. Yes, so God.
So God.
Yes, so God. I give it up. I give it up. I give it up. Yes, so God. Yes, give it up. My God. Yes, so God. Yes, 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 my father, I give it up to Lord. In Jesus' name. In Matthew chapter 15, verse
13.
And Jesus replied, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots.
Now, see,
whatever weakness that is in us, whatever we are struggling with, whatever holds us from accessing the blessings that God has designated for us, we are praying that, Father, this evening, uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it. My Father in heaven.
My Father.
My Father in heaven.
My Father.
Any weakness.
Any weakness.
Any weakness.
Any character.
Any character.
Any behavior.
Any strong will.
That prevents me
from accessing my blessing.
Accessing my blessing.
Accessing my blessing.
Accessing my blessing.
That you have for me.
That is done for me.
That you have for me.
That you have for me.
Tonight, Lord.
Tonight,
Lord. I put it.
As I put that in, we're going to pray that the Lord should create in us a clean heart. The Lord should create in us a contrite heart. A contrite heart. That is acceptable to God. A heart that will be submissive to God. So we're going to pray. Because as we have taken out, we need to plant something there. Otherwise, it will be empty. So we go to pray. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Lord, create in me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. My Father in heaven. Tonight, Lord, I am before your throne. I am before your throne. Create in me. A clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. Begin to pray now. Yes, O God. Yes, O God. Father, the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Lord, to end you, Lord. Lord, great to me, Lord. Great to me, Lord. And clean heart, O Lord. Father, great to me. Lord, great to me. Lord, great to me. Lord, plant to me. Plant to me, Lord. And clean heart. Plant to me.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus' name. Some version says, create me what and give me a willing spirit.
Akoma.
A willing spirit to sustain me.
Amen.
We're going to pray as we that God should restore us. Out of our obedience and out of our self-will, we have lost many things. We have missed the timing of God. We have lost our path. But we're going to pray. The Lord, Father, we are ready for restoration. Father, we are ready for your restoration. Lord, restore us the joy of our salvation. And renew a willing heart in us, Lord. Whatever we have lost over the years, whatever we have lost across our paths, in our businesses, in our jobs, in our marriages, in our career, our finances. Father, restore us. Father, we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I am before you, Lord. I am before you, Lord. Let your mercy, restore me. Restore me. Restore me. Restore me. Whatever I have lost, whatever I have lost, Father, restore unto me, restore them 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 unto me, Lord, restore them unto me, Father, restore, Lord, restore, Father, restore, Lord, restore, Lord, restore, whatever I have lost, whatever I have lost. Whatever I have lost, Father, restore, Lord, restore, Lord, restore, Lord, restore, Father, restore, Lord, restore, Lord, restore, Father, restore, Lord, 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 Restore, Yes, Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Thank the Lord for his forgiveness. Thank the Lord for his mercy. Thank the Lord for his restoration. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. Father, we honor you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Father, we come before you tonight.
Holy Ghost.
Lord, with our hearts, oh God. Father, we have given up, oh God, and sold ourselves back to you, Lord. Father, we have given up those stubborn hard rock hearts, Lord. Father, our will, oh Lord, that we have held on to, Lord, that have made us, oh God, to lose, oh God, our timing, our blessings, oh God, our breakthroughs, our open doors. Father, we have come before you once again. Let your mercy speak for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let your mercy speak for us.
Yes,
let your mercy speak for us.
Yes,
yes, we have come to seek your mercy. We have come to seek your mercy, Lord. To seek your mercy once more, Lord. Father, yes, O God. Give us a new heart, O Lord. A heart, O God, that is a contrite, O Lord. Give us a contrite heart, O Lord. A pure heart, O Lord. A pure heart, O Lord. A clean heart, O God. And Father, yes, O God. As O God, you have accepted us back, O Lord. Father, as prodigal sons and daughters, Father, restore unto us.
Amen.
Father, restore unto us.
Amen.
The yes, O God, that they can carry themselves into, Lord. Father, restore unto us, O God.
Amen.
Those lost opportunities, O Lord, restore them unto us, O Lord.
Amen.
Those times that we have lost, O God, Father, redeem them unto us, O Lord.
Amen.
God that have passed by. Father, yes, O God, we come before you once again. Father, restore it unto us.
Amen.
Lord, restore it unto us, O God.
Amen.
Restore unto us, O God.
Amen.
And Lord, O God, with a willing heart, O God, put us back on track for you, Lord. Put us back on track with you, Lord. That, O God, you call us sons and daughters, O God, who have a contract and a softened heart, O Lord, to hear from you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We give you the glory. Father, for making it possible, and Father, for making this time, Lord, we give you the honor in Jesus' mighty name. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.